Ellen in Egypt by Mary Alexandra Agner. I had to change my name and cut my hair. The golden curly cues that spun and dropped down to the floor, I didn't mind. The sounds I miss. Husky H, honeyed, heady, sexy. I could hear it underneath their need, inaudible as breathing. Lost like epithets, daughter of Zeus, the twin sister of Clytemnestra. The memory's gone too, no more crowded marketplace, Cly at my side, swaying our hips in time, our smiles indication of the giggles pressing to come out. She noticed long before I did, the avid looks from men in armor, bloodied, who only spoke of war. I was still singing to myself, in time to salsa rhythms beating through my body. The suitors came, stern, serious, stiff. And I was ready for a dance, a whirl around the floor, skirts spinning out to show my ankles off. They chose a man for me whose steps were full of grace, whose legs were lean. Instead, he gave up dancing when we wed. I did not. My skirts were still slit high, my legs and arms remembered all the moves, even years later when Paris came, the soundless H unvoiced under his gasps for air. In Troy, while battle raged, they banned all kinds of fun. Achilles promised me in Egypt we could dance, and so I left with him. Moonlit Nile nights, cats underfoot, until I lay him down, fine feet still, after one last dip.